What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, January 11th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. And before we get into it, I was listening to the tail end of Michael Herzog's program just now, where he was pointing out many of the contradictory evidence regarding the history of World War II. And we've talked a little bit about certainly from the economic point of view, Hitler was a very good thing for Germany. And how did we get from there to he's a monster? And Michael posed the question, is what we're being spoon-fed a lie? And the obvious answer to that is yes, given all the lies we've seen exposed recently, Saddam's nuclear weapons and so forth and so on, prudence demands we re-examine and question everything we have ever been taught in the state-controlled schools or on the corporate media. Because Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. So sounds like Michael's got a good program coming up on that topic. Now, getting on over to the transcript of the testimony of the founder of Fusion GPS, Trump is out there blasting Dianne Feinstein for releasing the transcript without notifying Chuck Grassley that she was going to do so. And a lot of people have come down on her for this, saying, you know, it's wonderful that you're to see your new commitment to transparency, given that it wasn't there for the IRS scandal and various other things that were going on. So Trump is out there blasting her as sneaky and saying that Donald Trump appears to care, rather Feinstein only appears to care about transparency if it's going to help the Democrats. Now, Feinstein made an odd comment. She was asked why she released the Fusion GPS transcripts without informing Grassley. And she said that she was pressured to release the transcript. And then when people pushed her, who pressured you, she backed off, saying, no, I wasn't pressured, and no other comment. So something's going on in the back there. Now, getting into the transcripts that are out there, Glenn Simpson has tried to portray Fusion GPS as disinterested researchers for political clients. And they're trying to say they were completely unbiased and disinterested regarding the Trump dossier and the 2016 election. But apparently buried in Simpson's testimony is showing that at the same time he was trying to get the FBI to investigate Trump, he was actively trying to steer the FBI away from any further investigation of the Clintons. So obviously the word disinterested does not apply. Now, Sean Hannity has come out with a potential blockbuster. Basically, he is saying that he has sources indicating that the dossier used by officials to spy on Donald Trump and associates was paid for either by former FBI Director James Comey or FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Now, we do know it's been established before that some $50,000 went from the FBI to pay for Christopher Steele to try and find confirmation for the accusations made in the dossier. Total waste of money. He couldn't find any because there was nothing to find. But if it turns out FBI Director James Comey initiated that payment or McCabe initiated that payment, that's serious, serious business there. So bit by bit, this is starting to unroll. Over at the New York Times, they're actually starting to editorialize that the anti-Trump movement is winding down. In fact, they described it as dying a slow death. And it's been a year, a solid year of liberal Democratic tantrums, and I think probably most people are sick of it. Now, Trey Gowdy is out there. Apparently, he's looking into the question of whether Peter Strzok and Lisa Page leaked information to reporters to try and damage Trump before the election. And it's certainly looking that way. Now, remember, Strzok and Page were romantically linked. They were romantically involved. They were having an affair. But it turns out they may have been leaking stories to media outlets. The Hill reported that House and Senate panels are examining text messages exchanged between Peter Strzok and lawyer Lisa Page, who exchanged anti-Trump views and texts that were made public last year. And apparently one of the exchanges seems to indicate they knew about the content of a Wall Street Journal article in advance of its actual publication. So that's serious business. Again, a lot of leaking going on. And again, we're still waiting to see what's going to happen regarding Comey, who apparently those memos that he sent to that college professor who then leaked them to the media did contain classified information. It's a Title 18 violation right there. We all know what Comey's going to say. I didn't mean to do wrong. And that's going to get me off the hook. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, interestingly enough, there's a memo that has was co-authored by former Clinton Communications Director Jennifer Palmieri. And interestingly enough, this memo admits that Democrats need illegal immigrants to win elections, that they're planning on using foreigners to influence the American election outcomes. And basically saying that illegal immigrants brought here at a young age are a critical component for future Democratic Party electoral success. Interestingly enough, Jennifer Palmieri, the co-author, has claimed on numerous occasions that illegal immigrants never vote, and the Democrat support for them has nothing to do with the elections at all. So the truth will out here. Now, you all remember Charles Ortel. He's done a lot of work, very good work, looking at the mechanics of the Clinton Foundation and basically pointing out it's not being run as a charitable foundation. It's being run as a tax dodge and a money laundry. And basically, he's out there saying that in any investigation into the Clinton Foundation, it's going to touch many in the U.S. federal government. Now, remember, we had this anonymous FBI person was posting on the web a while back saying that, yeah, just about everybody inside the Beltway was using that Clinton Foundation as a slush fund, as a money laundry. And the other day I was saying the reason the entire government is working so hard to shield Hillary Clinton is they're protecting themselves. We've had 30 years of corruption surrounding the Clintons ever since Arkansas. And sooner or later, it touches almost everybody. And they're all scared. If this thing were to unwind completely, a lot of people would be going to jail. A lot more would be losing their career in public life. So Charles Ortel is out there saying, yeah, this spreads wide. A lot of people had their finger in this particular pie, if you will. Now, this next article makes a comment that normally I would not go along with, or rather I would not consider suitable for the program. But the comment was made by Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger has come on out describing the relationship between Steve Bannon and Donald Trump's Jewish family members literally as a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. And Kissinger made the remark to Michael Wolff, apparently when describing White House feuds between Mr. Bannon and Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. Now, Kushner was given a prominent role devising a new plan for peace between Israel and Palestinians. That didn't work out very well. And apparently for Trump, giving the Israel problem to Kushner was not only a test, it was a Jewish test to make sure that he really was going to go along with what Israel wanted. So interesting comment there, a little faction fight going on. Now, Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner have withdrawn their divorce case. They've announced they're going to work things out privately. Their lawyers made the announcement. They were coming up on the first hearing, and all of a sudden they pulled the paperwork. Are they falling back in love? Maybe. Or it may be that under U.S. law, spouses cannot be forced to testify against each other. And I think that's the real motive for withdrawing the divorce case. Because whom is looking at serious legal trouble? So is Anthony. And if they remain legally married, they can't be forced to testify against each other. Meanwhile, Huma Abedin is out here in Hawaii, apparently wanted to just get some relaxed time before things heat up. She's not on this island. She's down on the big island at Kona, over at the Four Seasons Hotel Hualalai on Kona. It's $1,000 a night to stay at that resort. Very, very plush. And apparently she was photographed wearing a big floppy sun hat and sunglasses. She didn't want to be recognized, but apparently she was. Now, the House has passed legislation renewing the NSA surveillance program. Actually, what they renewed was the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And basically, it outlines the so-called lawful procedure for collecting foreign intelligence. There was talk about putting in more restrictions on using this to surveil American citizens, but that apparently did not go anywhere. And at this point, it looks like Congress is trying to cut yet another hole in the Fourth Amendment by basically allowing FISA to spy on Americans as long as there is some rationalization that they're talking to foreign interests. We are becoming a police state, no question about it, surveillance state. Now, here's a very interesting story. This actually is a YouTube video of a report about some documents that have been leaked out proving that the whole Black Lives Matter violence was planned, orchestrated, and paid for by George Soros. And a gentleman named Harrison Smith is on the video, and he shows the documents and what they contain. So these are all manufactured groups, Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And as more proof of that, there's a post over at shtfplan.com where somebody went up to some Antifa protesters. We hate fascism. We hate fascism. And the interviewer asked them, can you define what fascism actually is? And he got a lot of blank stares and shrugged shoulders. They don't know what fascism is. They just like to use the word at people they don't like. And eventually the protesters just walked off because they weren't able to deal with the questions. Okay. Robert De Niro, I used to have a lot of respect for him as an actor, and he is a good actor. He's done a lot. But apparently, when he was acting as a presenter, to give Meryl Streep, excuse me, I am ready for this bug to go away. Anyway, Robert De Niro was the presenter for Meryl Streep, gave her the Best Actress Award last Tuesday, and he took to the microphone to launch a rant against President Trump, which included profanities, called him the jerk-off-in-chief, the baby-in-chief, and a blanking fool, as part of his warm-up to give the award to Meryl Streep. Now, Robert, you're a good actor. You're not a politician, and you don't know what's going on. I've been involved in studying politics for going on 24 years now, quarter of a century. You haven't. The good news is, the crazier Trump's critics, like Robert De Niro, get, the better they make Trump look. He looks absolutely sane and stable compared to these people. Zen-like calm. And of course, part of the Get Trump agenda is to try and portray him as mentally ill. He's coming down with Alzheimer's because his father had it. He's insane and so forth. Little surprise over there. Apparently, this psychiatrist that has been quoted accusing Trump of being insane, it turns out she doesn't have any current licenses. One of her licenses has lapsed, and the other one was apparently rescinded, and she's applying to reinstate it. But she's not actually practicing right now. She doesn't have a license to practice. So that's what they're using as their authoritative source. Okay, we're going to talk about Julian Assange. A lot is going on with Julian Assange. The other day we had this report that Donald Trump was going to basically wind down, or had already wound down, the 8-year grand jury investigation into WikiLeaks and basically allow Assange to come home without fear of arrest. And a lot of people were saying Assange would be very foolish to do that because he could come home and wind up in a mysterious car accident or dead in a suburban park or die in a small plane crash. But there's been a new development. Late yesterday, somebody started the story that Assange was going to get kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And the corporate media just went into a meltdown over this. It went all over the place, and it turned out to be a fake story. Ecuador issued a statement that Assange can stay there as long as he needs to. Then they took one step further and issued a national ID to Julian Assange. He's now an Ecuadorian citizen, or he has the right to be in Ecuador. I think if I were Assange, I'd probably go to Ecuador rather than back to the United States of America. Now, Vladimir Putin, I guess, has had it up to here with all of these accusations of Russia meddling in the U.S. elections. And again, no proof of that has been found. But Putin decided it was time to basically set the record straight and point out all the times the United States, in particular the Central Intelligence Agency, have willingly interfered in the elections of other countries. It's something they do as part of their regime change program, rig the elections. And Putin is saying that if the United States persists in interfering in other countries' internal affairs, they should expect that these other countries will start interfering in U.S. internal affairs. Tit for tat, sauce for the goose, whatever you're going to have there. Personally, I think everybody ought to mind their own business when it comes to other countries' internal affairs. But you need to realize that since the end of World War II, the Central Intelligence Agency has attempted to change the government of... But they've tried 50 times to change foreign governments. Sometimes they've tried more than once on the same government. And they succeed about half the time. And when they succeed, of course, it's bad for the targeted country. When they fail, there's usually a backlash that is bad for the American people. For example, there was an unsuccessful attempt to change the government of France, which I think may have been the motive for France wanting to trade in all their Federal Reserve notes in exchange for gold under the Bretton Woods Agreement, which led to Nixon having to end gold convertibility. So it's very scary sometimes to see our government and the CIA go on out for a short-term gain and absolutely disregard the potential long-term consequences. And that kind of short-sighted thinking has led to one foreign policy whoopsie after the other, after the other, after the other. A lot of people are still talking about Oprah running in 2020. And I think having all these celebrities wanting to run for president. George Clooney wants to run. Ellen DeGeneres was making words about it. Celebrities as our president, I think, shows how much we have declined as a republic. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And somebody wrote in to remind me that Julian Assange's birth citizenship is actually Australian. So he has even less reason to come back to the United States. But again, a lot of dynamic things happening there. With regard to that little pledge drive that we just had on the last break here, if you would like to support Republic Broadcasting, the address, the postal address to send a check or money order to is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you want to phone on in to become a recurring subscriber to the network, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Now, over in Missouri, their governor, Eric Greitens, is in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, a news report came on out where he was having an extramarital affair back in 2015. And the reason it's become current is because his mistress at the time is accusing him of blackmailing her with a nude photo he'd taken of her. And he was going to apparently just show it all over the place. And the governor is admitting to the affair. He's denying the blackmail because that would be a crime for which he could be prosecuted and kicked out of office. And as we so often see in political families, the governor's wife is standing by his side and saying, we have a wonderful marriage, and all you gossip peddlers, just stay away from us. Remember that DNC fraud lawsuit? This was a lawsuit that was brought down in Florida against Debbie Wasserman Schultz and against the Democratic National Committee on behalf of all the people who donated to the Democratic Party on behalf of Bernie Sanders. They wanted Bernie Sanders to be the candidate. And because the evidence has now come on out that the DNC leadership and Debbie Wasserman Schultz rigged the primaries, tilted the table toward Hillary Clinton, they're feeling it is a case of fraud. Now, the case originally went to court and was thrown out by a Clinton-appointed judge without even looking at it. But then the case was reopened on appeal, and there was an attempt to block that appeal, but a court order from a new judge is saying that, yes, the DNC fraud lawsuit appeal will proceed. So congratulations to these people for fighting as hard as they are, because I think they're right. The political parties are supposed to be part of the system that listens to we the people, not just lines up a bunch of corporate cronies and says, you get to pick one of them, but you can't pick anybody else. That's why the Republicans are so mad with Donald Trump. They didn't pick him. The people did. And even though he's in their party, and even though he's strongly supporting many of the principles of the Republican Party, they're still hanging back. They don't like him. They see him as the enemy because they don't like losing that control. Okay, let's talk about the war zones. A lot of stuff going on out there. Apparently, the Syrian army has launched what they hope will be the final push to capture Abu al-Duhar. And apparently, they're staging all these forces, the Syrian army, Tiger Forces, National Defense Forces, and they're basically trying to get that air base back from Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, formerly al-Qaeda of wherever. So they're really pouring on there. It's only a matter of time. It is only a matter of time. Even with what appears to be continuing covert supplies of arms and ammunition by the United States, this thing is winding down. Now, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces just released 400 former ISIS fighters just a few weeks after they had been captured. And apparently the released ISIS fighters included well-known ISIS members and commanders. Those were high-value targets. But apparently the Syrian Democratic Forces are allowing some of these released ISIS fighters to join their ranks, which tells you that ISIS was a fraud all along. They're just giving it up, and the same fighters are changing uniforms here. Now, people are starting to look at the consequences of all this Mideast turmoil for China's Belt and Road Initiative and starting to wonder at what point will China send troops into Syria to calm things down. You have to follow the route they're planning on laying out for that Belt and Road. When it's completed, it's going to be an amazing system of transportation. Goods from China will reach Europe in a third of the time that it takes to send by cargo ship. So China has a definite national interest in that region now. Okay. We're coming up here on another break here. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, and we will come right back after these few words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike, and howdy. I hope you're feeling a little better today.
My energy is starting to come back today. I mean, that was one of the things that this flu did. It just drained us, and we couldn't even get out of our own way. But energy-wise, I'm feeling better today. Claire is still dealing with having twisted her back during a coughing fit. She's actually at the chiropractor's right now.
Oh, my God, man. I've been through that, too. You know, I'm a truck driver. I mean, we've spoken frequently, so you're aware who I am. I'm Hillary's boy. But, yeah. But man, I did the same thing. I pinched a sciatic nerve. I mean, I'm 50 years old, and I have never really had any major medical issues. I had, like, a hernia surgery and a tonsillectomy when I was, like, 2. Otherwise, I have been physically perfect my whole life, and I'm a rock and roll drummer. I credit that energy and physical exertion as keeping me in shape, because I really don't do anything to do otherwise. But being a rock and roll drummer in and of itself is great exercise. but I twisted wrong coming out of the truck, and my entire left side from the hip down. So, I mean, I've been to three chiropractors. I finally found a good one who, you know, took the time to x-ray me, and I've been to three treatments in the last 3 days. And I think I'm going to be able to get up in the truck tomorrow, and that's cool because we're here in Missouri where we're about to get hit by an ice storm, but I've got a load to deliver in Jacksonville, Florida, and so Amy and I, my wife and I, are going to take off tomorrow morning, hopefully before the ice hits, and get down to Jacksonville Saturday night, and I don't deliver till Sunday, till Monday, so that gives us Sunday to go to Amelia Island State Park, you know, 14 miles of white sandy beach and eat fresh seafood. Okay. You know, it's a terrible life, Mike. It's a terrible life. But my heart goes out to Claire because I understand that physical pain. Now let's get to business, brother. What Trump did, the other day when he brought everybody into the roundtable on DACA, I thought was brilliant. And I mean, because, you know, suddenly all of the leftist stooges in the press, you know, they're rolled back on their heels because he was in command of the room. He had a very clear agenda. He's willing to negotiate. You know, okay, the DACA kids, you and I know they're not kids. I mean, maybe three of them are, but you know, we're talking 30. So many of them are adults. And so the whole liberal thing, the kids, the poor kids, that's a joke, you know? But what he did with that was diffuse the liberals calling him a racist, a megalomaniac thug who just wants to chase off immigrants, blah, blah, you know? So I thought that was a great, brilliant move. And I really haven't heard your take on that.
Well, you know, obviously, pretty much I agree with everything that you're saying about this. And again, earlier in the show, we had this memo that surfaced from inside the Democratic establishment saying that, yeah, they're trying to bring all these people up here to vote illegally. And so that's why these DACA children aren't really children. They're voting age. And that's why they're being brought in here.
And not only are they voting age, but they're also fighting age. And so, I mean, we don't even know who's coming in or what agenda that they have. Let's go on to something else. I heard you say something yesterday, and you know, I always listen to your show a day late, and so I feel like a lot of times I'm half retarded when I call you because you already covered this as I listen to the show the next day and I'm thinking, well, that was foolish, but I missed it because I can't listen to you live in many cases. And so, you know, I catch you a day late like so many people do. And so I apologize that it runs out like that because I know you're ahead of the game, but I just haven't gotten your take at the point that I get to talk to you as so many other people do, you know. And so you have to repeat yourself, which God bless you for your patience. I don't know how you do it. But anyway, so, you know, I heard you say something yesterday, and this was yesterday's show, and it pulled up something in my spirit because, you know, I am the ultimate, I'm Walmart public enemy number one. I started Stand Up for Walmart. I have beaten them in many places. They've beaten me and many more. I mean, I've four Supreme Court cases. We've taken cities to the task. Springfield, Missouri, we almost had them. You know, the first petition ratified to stop the neighborhood market, just domination of the rural economy. First petition ratified in 20 years. What's Walmart do? They hire the former chief judge of the Supreme Court. Where we're headed, you know, and money wins. And, you know, of course, I met Hillary in 1987 in a Walmart board meeting wanting to put a Made in America department in the supercenters before the supercenters were even in reality. She scared me to death. I've told you that story. You said something yesterday, brother, that really caught my attention. And, you know, you've almost been... I want to say this politely because I'm very crass sometimes. I've fought this hard fight a long time, and so I tend to say I'm a hillbilly. I tend to speak what's on my mind. You've always kind of, as I interpreted it, been almost negative toward the idea that we could rebuild our manufacturing base. And yesterday, you made the point to say that, you know, not only do we need to defend our our borders. We need to know who's coming in. But we need to reclaim the investment lost and rebuild our manufacturing base. Do you really believe that's even possible? That's not a trick question, because I don't know that it is. I don't know that we have the labor for it. I don't know that our people have the work ethic for it. I don't know that the education has been completely corrupted. I don't know that we could actually pull that off. Do you actually think America could reclaim its position as the manufacturer of choice for the world?
Well, I don't know about the manufacturer of choice for the world, and I don't know that it can be done under the current government. But so many things would have to be happening at the same time. Along with building the factories, we have to train the labor force, we have to overhaul education so it gets back to reading, writing, and arithmetic instead of liberal philosophy indoctrination. But sooner or later, this nation has to rebuild its manufacturing, or it's just going to collapse and rot away. That's just the reality. You can't run a nation without manufacturing or growing products that you sell to other countries.
No, that's a fact, and that's always been my agenda, because, I live in rural Missouri, where we used to have factories that produced what was sold in our local stores, all locally owned. You remember that. Kids these days kids these days have no work ethic, and that's been engineered. So how do you take a lazy generation that's been taught to, cry until you get your check from the government and tell them that, you need to actually work and be a productive member of society, contributing to the tax base and to your local economy, to your hometown, so that you have a vital civilization. It almost seems to me like we've gone so far down this dark path, thanks to Bill, Hillary Clinton, George, the first and the second, Obama, all these thieves and thugs, for Walmart profits. It just makes me crazy. I think what they have done is destroyed the work ethic of the soul of America, to the point that these kids aren't going to work if they can get a free check, and they're not even kids, they're adults. And how many of them even want to work? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and a big part of the problem, unfortunately, is that our pop culture has tended to portray working people as socially inferior. And so kids growing up, they say, I don't want to be a plumber. I don't want to be a carpenter. they're not going to let me into the disco if I'm wearing a plumber's hat or anything. They all want to grow up to be movie and TV stars, which everybody flirts with that when they're growing up. And they're being brought up to admire politicians and the very wealthy, and they'd like to be that. They don't know how to get there.
There's no pathway for them. Yeah, there's no pathway to that. And I love what you had to say yesterday about Hollywood. I mean, what are they doing? Just trying to cover their bases. I mean, that whole farce at that show the other night, where Oprah got up there and to me made a fool of herself. Give me a break. There's hundreds of pictures of her, with her tongue and Weinstein's ear. Come on. I mean, but these people, they somehow, and what I really think is that the more atrocious that this gets, and it's obnoxious insanity, the more people just have to repel. And eventually come to the realization that, you're all a bunch of liars and thieves and pedophiles, whatever you are. You are not serving the interest of our children, of our middle class, of my hometown. My downtown is dead. There's no jobs in my hometown. My kids, they go to college. They got to go to Burger King for a job or a door greeter at Walmart. To me, the more atrocious that they get, the more people are going to have to repel, because the less appetizing it is for the masses. I mean, that's my prayer, but I've always been surprised by how many stupid people there are out there, as witnessed by the Walmart checkout lines every Black Friday or Sunday after church. Don't get me started. But anyway, I love you, Mike, and I just wanted to call you and wish you a good day, and Claire, and I'm praying for both your health, and I want to extend my love to your audience, and challenge everybody. Come on now. This is about the future. It's about your children. Are they going to work? Are they going to be able to be productive in society, or are they going to just be a drain on society, looking for their Obama phone or their free Nikes or whatever Oprah's going to give them? Come on. We're Americans. We work. That's how we did this. That's how we're going to do it in the future, or it's not going to happen. And God bless you, Mike.
Well, very well said, very well spoken. You're absolutely right. And in so many ways, it seems like the image of what it means to be an American has decayed. Everybody's focused on getting that free stuff or getting that check or getting that money. And along the way, we've abandoned a lot of the other values that really were the best part of being an American, the American character. And that was altruism, pride in workmanship, just for the good workmanship. And it's a very different society than from when I was young. Yes, I was growing up in farm country, but when I was younger, people who knew how to do farming, because it's not as easy as you think, they were looked up to and respected. Anybody who was productive was looked up to and respected. People who were trying to live off...
Mike. To me, that's the sad thing, because these kids these days will never know the value of going home knowing you worked hard, did a good job, you did your best. That in and of itself is its own reward beyond the paycheck. Just knowing that you applied yourself, you did it, you showed up, you worked hard, you did a great job, you contributed. Dude, you wear that when you go home. These kids these days will never know that, because they're not going to be one. They don't have the opportunity that used to exist in this country to do so, and two, they don't even care to know, because they've never been taught that there is a value in work. Work in and of itself,
yes.
A good job, a good day's work, a good job done during that day, in and of itself is a blessing to your soul. You go home feeling better about yourself than you do carrying your EBT card into Walmart. Give me a break.
Well, there's a point there I was trying to make before in my previous speech here. When I was a kid, people who worked, had jobs, were looked up to. They were considered socially superior. And I come from a family that's pretty much working class family. One uncle worked in a foundry, another one was a carpenter, and another one was a plumber, and the rest were all various forms of farming and dairy work. There were very, very few people who were on government assistance, and they were looked down on. They were an object of shame.
But now, this little ideology has elevated everybody to one position, producing or somehow equal those people who are only consumers of the produce. It's last backward, pardon my French. The kids these days who did not know different, how are you supposed to teach them? I mean, they're already ingrained in laziness, their handout. You're going to get them up and tell them, you're going to work in a factory. No. I mean, so to me, this liberal ideology, and to me it's not even liberal. It's a globalist ideology that wanted to destroy the working spirit of the American middle class, and have done such an effective job over the last 30 years. Again, thank you, Bill and Hillary. Thank you, George the First and the Second and Obama and all these thieves. Thank you so much for this globalist destruction of the American work ethic, which is what this country was built upon, and we can't reclaim our former glory until it's reestablished. But we have a polluted generation now who only knows about the free Obama phone and whatever Oprah wants to give them, and all the lies and nonsense and their EBT
cards. Or the Reagan cheese. Yeah, it is, and I think a good description for all of this is we're in the bread and circuses phase of the decline of the American empire. Votist party, get free stuff, go watch the football games. That's the modern equivalent of the gladiatorial combat, and it's another reason why I think.
Well, how about that new Star Wars movie, Mike? Come on,
I haven't seen it. We don't go to movie theaters anymore.
The distractions, the lack of reality, the lack of importance on being productive, which we all grew up to, you and I. I mean, our generation. and all those generations that preceded, whenever you were expected to get up at dawn and go out and milk the cow, you were expected to help in the field. You were expected to help clean the house. That's what you were supposed to do. You know, you didn't just lay there. You didn't just lay there eating McNuggets until you were 400 pounds at 14 years old and then riding a cart around Walmart, you know, and getting a government card to do so. It's just, it's mind-blowing. So my thing is, I don't know if we can come back from this, Mike. I'm really concerned. I mean, I raised a hardworking man, but so many people don't care to even teach children, and so many adults these days were never taught. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm all going to vote Democrat. Plus all the other immigrant terrorists that they can bring in to do so. I don't know, man. I mean, it's just it's discouraging looking from the outside in. I hear your music. Okay, I love it.
Dave,
God bless.
Dave, I'm sorry. We got to do a commercial break. I got to let you go. I gave you a lot of airtime, but you do speak very well, and you raise some very important points. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I have a couple of comments in response to Dave. The first is the fact that we have seen over the last couple of decades, the small mom and pop entrepreneurial businesses in a neighborhood fall victim to the giant big box stores. And the reason is simply that the big box stores, through sheer volume, are able to obtain product at a lower price. What we're facing now, though, is the big box stores are in serious, serious trouble. And they're starting to collapse. And if one collapses where you are, all the businesses you used to go to, they're going to have to be restarted. And that's going to take a lot of time. Having lots and lots of little businesses is a safety mechanism. If this little shop goes out of business, there's still commerce going on. If everything's focused on this giant big box and it goes away, then all of a sudden people in the neighborhood, they can't find what they need to buy. We're already starting to go through that here in Hawaii, where a lot of retail outlets have shut down. Now there's rumors we may lose our both our Sears and Sam's Club is starting to shut down stores. So the other issue, of course, is the free stuff. Somebody wrote in expressing their ire. What free stuff do kids get? Well, if they're on food stamps, they're getting help with that, all kinds of other subsidies. The problem with the welfare state is that sooner or later you're going to run out of money because we don't have manufacturing, because nobody wants our GMO agriculture. Right now, the trade imbalance across our borders is $1.5 billion every single day, and that is simply not sustainable. Getting on back to the war zones here, Russia is blaming Turkey for that multiple drone attack on their base. They dropped hints the U.S. was ultimately responsible, in part because a U.S. spy plane was spotted over the base when the attack was taking place. But apparently Russia thinks that it did come from Turkey. We don't know what's going to happen as a result of that. Israel appears to be flexing its muscles in Syria. Aircraft, ground-to-ground missile attacks on targets near Damascus. It's a mark of Israel's heightened concern that Assad is coming very close to winning this civil war, which wasn't really a civil war. It was an attempted coup d'etat. And part of it may just be that Israel is trying to show that it's still relevant in the region. Because the fact that the U.S. and Israel have failed in Syria, it diminishes both of them. So we'll see if the U.S. tries some desperate gamble or Israel tries some desperate gamble to get this thing going again. But by any reasonable measure, the U.S. has suffered a defeat in Syria. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.